protect those serving in hard places. An article from AfriGold magazine's issue entitled Missions and Persecution, a painful but powerful witness. Across the globe, some of the most vital missionary work also needs some of the greatest discernment about what can be communicated publicly or online. Governments and people groups can be hostile to the gospel, and those sharing the love of Christ must be very careful about how they speak and behave. How then can you communicate with missionaries and share about their work without compromising their ministry and the lives of local believers? The greatest danger is digital. Your social media posts, blogs, and websites can be incorporated in algorithms by AI and appear in an online search. Simply mentioning the full name of your missionary on the church website could create challenges for their ability to serve in that country long term. It is best to ask your missionary how to talk about them and what channels you should use to communicate with them. Best principles include alternative words and connections. Use the word worker instead of missionary, and not words like missions, evangelism, ministry, conversion, or the mission organization's name. Those words are not bad, but they carry a negative intent within the context the missionaries serve. Avoid making connections to other workers in the country so that people would not connect the dots to your missionary. Location. When you do talk about where they serve, use broad terms such as North Africa instead of naming specific countries. Don't name the people group, rather say, our workers are serving among the unreached. It is best to use pseudonyms online. You may share the real names of your missionaries in face-to-face interactions with trusted church members. Although it can feel like you should not communicate at all, your brothers and sisters working in hard places need your encouragement and support. Use the platforms and formats they suggest and write to them about things happening in your life. Being mindful of the guidelines above, ask them how they are doing. Tell them you are thinking of them. You can share a Bible verse which has blessed you. There are many stories of workers whose ministries have been ruined or endangered due to incautious actions by well-meaning church members. Let's support our emissaries and also act responsibly, carefully, and prayerfully.